Shops stopped working in the occupied West Bank in solidarity with scores of Palestinian prisoners who are on a hunger strike over their administrative detention, a system which Israel uses to detain people indefinitely without charge or trial. The Palestinian prisoners have refused food for more than 45 days now.
The Higher Committee of Prisoner Affairs, as well as national and Islamic forces, have called for this strike throughout the West Bank in solidarity with our hunger-striking prisoners.
According to Palestinian human rights and prisoner support organizations, there are nearly 200 administrative detainees in Israeli jails. They include 9 members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. Abdel Jaber Fokaha is a Hamas member of the council who is now on a hunger strike.
All that I know is that my dad is in the hospital. We hear that he's okay, but I'm still very worried. I want to see him to believe it.
The administrative detention orders are often renewed for months at a time, sometimes even during the same day as the supposed release. Neither the prisoners nor their families know of the release date.
Every time we wait for Baba's release, we thought that he would be freed on the 4th of June, and we were very happy, but then his detention order was renewed for another 6 months. He was in jail for my kindergarten graduation and the weddings of my brother and sister.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to pass a law to force-feed the hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners. This comes as force-feeding is considered a grave breach of the World Medical Association's guidelines on the treatment of hunger strikers.
Our biggest fear now is the new law that Israel is trying to pass, the force-feeding law that the Prime Minister was mentioning last week, and he was saying that they will find doctors that they will force-feed the detainees.
Palestinian prisoners have in the past launched several hunger strikes to protest their administrative detention. Israel has remained defiant to heed the Palestinian prisoners' demands amid increasing protests both by the Palestinian public and authorities. Many here fear that the Palestinian hunger strikers will have the same fate as their Irish counterparts did 34 years ago in their occupiers' jails, which is to die fighting for their rights. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ramallah.